What up, guys? This is Joe, and I'm with the TR movement. TR stands for the Resurrection, so we abbreviate it to TRM. So TRM is a movement, as stated in the name. This movement is about keeping, finding, and resurrecting our identities. This isn't about religion, science, or any out-of-body experience or anything like that. This movement is about taking your life back from who or whatever you gave it to, and individuality. So my story, I would say I died at the age of 14 and I resurrected 11 years later. When I say I died, I say I gave who Joe was up to become a character of society. So Joe at 14 was relatively lame. You know, she liked to read, she liked to write, she liked to speak and play basketball. And that's not what everybody else did. Everybody liked makeup. They were in cliques. They were in the fashion. And it got to the point where I couldn't do anything but be what everybody else was. So at that point, when I said, you know what, I'm going to leave my dream alone, I'm going to leave my passion alone, I killed myself. And again, I became a character of society. When I resurrected, I realized that nothing I've ever been through as a teenager mattered. I gave people complete control of my life. Am I? Am I is the question that I want to talk about today. So when I was younger, I'm 26 now. You know, when I was younger, people would always tell me what I was. Joe, you're loud. Joe, you're rude. Joe, you're judgmental. And my question was always, am I? And you have to listen to that question. Am I? That's never a question you can ask yourself. That's always something that you can ask someone to answer for you. And when I realized that, I was like, damn, I gave people complete control of my life by asking them, am I too rude? Am I too loud? Am I too big? Am I too small? Am I too young to have too many kids? Am I too young to apply for this job? Am I? When nobody can answer a question about Joe, but Joe. So what it should have been is, I am going to do this. I should do this. I will do this, opposed to am I this? Am I that? Because the moment you give somebody control of your life, you done killed yourself. You killed yourself, because when they give you that feedback, you become a character. They said, hey, you should wear this type of hair. You should wear these type of clothes. You should wear these type of shoes. You do that, you are now a character, and you can name the character whatever you choose to, but that's exactly what you are at that point. I got to the point where I said, fuck it, because I was so unhappy being a character to society. Not only that, I wasn't accepted as Joe, I wasn't accepted as a character of society, because the character had to continue to evolve as things evolved, such as fashions and all of these trends, like the lingo, the slang, and all of this other stupid shit. The more the world evolved, the more the character evolved. And I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't keep up with the demand. Now, again, but not only that, people still didn't really care for Joe. People didn't accept Joe. So I said, it's time for me to go get Joe back. So I brought Joe back to life. And now I'm on the mission, which is called the Resurrection Movement, because we're about to bring everybody back to life. There's no need for us to be what other people say we should be, whether it's our parents, professors, or any of that shit. We should be exactly what we want to be, whether it makes us a lot of money or not. Like, there's a 50-year-old doctor right now who only ever wanted to tattoo in his life. But he's a fucking doctor because dad said that's the best career for him and it looks good. When people hear a doctor, oh, he's smart. Oh, he has money. Oh, he's this. But you're unhappy. You're unhappy when you can just be doing your fucking tattoos and being okay. Because when you do what you love, the money is gonna come regardless. Money don't become a thing when you do what you love. So that's my message for today. Don't ask anybody, am I? Because no one can answer that question for you. You have to look at yourself, have a conversation with yourself, and you figure it out. But don't give anybody that control, because the moment, again, the moment you ask somebody, am I, and they tell you yes or no, you're going to try to alter something about yourself to cater to their suggestion. Don't do it. We're going to live our lives to the Resurrection Movement.